a great day for you guys here. The first game, it was a hitting clinic for you guys. Four home runs, one three-run homer, solo shots, and then the second game was more of a defensive game, and that was good pitchers duel, good defensive game. Two-run home run, really the difference in this one. Good overall day for you guys.
Actually, it really was a good offensive day for us today. The first game, you know, we came out and our bats just really broke out. You know, we put 26 or 27 runs, whatever it was that we put up there. And, you know, all of our guys have been really working really hard, you know, on their hitting and stuff. And today just kind of clicked, you know. You know, we had a few guys go off. Dayton Cook went off at first base today. I think he was on the day, he was probably 7 for 8, 8 for 9, something like that. We had a few other guys hot with the stick. Arellano had a good day the first game, you know, and he did some things well the second game. You know, but the second game itself, you know, it was back to real baseball. Yeah. You know, we had to play some defense. We had to, you know, we had to throw some strikes. You know, we swung the bat when we had to, and at the end we pulled off the two wins.
It was nice, more importantly, to get the two wins, but you did see some improvement along the way. And how about your home run there in that fourth inning after Oklahoma City had tied it up there, and Nanny hitting one over the fence there in a payoff pitch?
One of the guys that works the hardest on this team and doesn't really say a word of what his role is Dalen Nanny. You know, that guy comes to work every single day, puts his time in the cage, puts his time in the outfield. You know, and he hasn't really played that much, and you know, that's probably more of my fault than his performance. But you know, he's been working really hard. We've been talking about his approach at the plate, and today it really paid off for him. He had several hits in the first game and then had a big hit for us in the second game to put us ahead and actually got us the win.
That was nice to see him do that. Also, Dayton Cook, you mentioned a little bit about him. What a big day for him, that three-run home run. And he was kind of unconscious in that first game, a five-hit game for him, four runs driven in, and he scored three times. But you can't say enough about the efforts that he had both games here today.
You know, that kid has been chomping on the bit. He got hurt the very first game of the year, pulled a little muscle in the back of his leg running down to first base. And, you know, he stayed home for a few series, and then, you know, he came back with us last week and traveled actually with us to Hayes. Mm-hmm. And he's just been waiting his turn, and today he got a chance, and he made the most of his opportunity. And, you know, he's exactly the player his coach, Stephen Brown, told me he was going to be, and beyond. I mean, that guy is hitting lasers all over the park, and it's kind of fun to see, you know, when a kid that you know, hasn't really done a whole lot for us this year, just comes out and just starts to make it happen and really wants. For me, he showed me that he wants to earn a position on the field.
Well, you kind of had the same pattern with your pitchers the first game and second game. Didn't use as many pitches in the second game, just the type of game it was, but you're able to get four innings pitched from your starters both games. And then your first relievers went the fifth and sixth inning, and then the seventh inning for your third pitchers of the games.
You know, one thing we talked about with the pitching staff was just really getting our starters to go, you know, four or five, maybe six innings, depending on the pitch count. You know, right now we have them all in about an 80 pitch count as far as the starters, you know, and not too many of them got past it. We have passed it a few times, just, you know, just not paying attention. But, you know, we're making a real effort to help these guys get better, compete better, you know, basically pitch the contact and really just compete on the mound every day. And they really did today, and they showed us, you know, what they're really capable of doing. You know, we got Trevor Munch had an opportunity to come out today, and it was his first time out. He's been here since last week, so he's been here a week and hadn't even thrown yet. And he really went in there and really shoved today, and I was really impressed with what he has, and I really believe he's going to help us.
Well, he had one also pitch in the first game, the seventh inning, Jake Cruz, and in a 17-run game there, you're able to put him in there, and he hadn't pitched for all year. Has he pitched before?
You know, Jake does a lot of things. He's actually a real good athlete. He comes. He's actually probably the hardest worker on our team. I have to admit that. You know, he comes in every day. We have extras. He gets his work at first base. He gets his work at third base. He takes ground balls at shortstop. He takes fly balls in the outfield. He's a catcher by trade, but he had knee surgery a few years back. He doesn't catch anymore. He comes out here, spends hours in the cage, you know, goes to the weight room, does everything that he's supposed to do. And so today he asked me, hey, coach, can I pitch? I'm like, hey, we're up by whatever, however many, 20 runs. And I'm like, you know what? You got the ball. I feel like you've earned it. You know, and he did a great job for us. I mean, I'm impressed with some of these guys that we put in there that are position players that don't normally pitch, that come in there and compete and really want to help our team win.
Well, you get the doubleheader sweep here and an opportunity for a sweep tomorrow night against Oklahoma City. And then it's back to a pretty busy, big week for you guys next week here. So that's got to be pretty good opportunity for you tomorrow night.
You know, it's something that we've talked about already, you know, with the guys, you know, this week, you know, Oklahoma City, we knew that, you know, they're struggling on the field to get some wins, so we were out there with them, and we really just, you know, instilled in them that, hey, you know, this is a team that we can get a good run on, and as we go into Hayes and get into Liberal, you know, it'll give us some confidence. And I think it has. I think the play that we did against Hayes earlier in the week really gave these guys some confidence to understand that they can compete against any team in this league at any time. And I expect us to. Every time, you know, this week we'll go down to Hayes after we play Oklahoma City here tomorrow, and then we'll head down to Liberal and see how that goes. But, you know, I expect us to show up every single day and compete to get the win.
Once again, Coach Tony Gonzalez joining us here tonight. A sweep, a double hitter today from Oklahoma City. Thanks, as always, Coach. And we'll see you again tomorrow, and hopefully it's a sweep.
Right on. Thanks, Adam.